Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Golden Frequency Radio. I am Beth Ann Carr, intuitive quantum energy healer and your host, here with my friend and co-host Eric Rains. Hi, Eric.
Good evening.
Eric is the alchemical engineer behind UnleashingNaturalHumanity.com and the etheric parasite and implant removal protocol that we both utilize in sessions with our clients. More information about this work can be found at UnleashingNaturalHumanity.com as well as the Facebook page, Unleashing Natural Humanity. We also have a YouTube channel, Golden Frequency Radio, where you can listen to recordings of our previous shows. We will be taking calls for the duration of the show tonight. For those of you who would like to call in and join the discussion, please call 619-924-9805 and press 1 to let me know that you have a question or comment. I would like to extend a great big thank you to our audience, those listening live tonight, and those listening later to the archived recording. You are the reason that we do this show. So let us all take a moment together now to set our intention for tonight's show as being in alignment with the highest good for all, providing space for resonant information, validation, and support for anyone who has found their way to this broadcast. Tonight's show is all about the current energies and how many of us are experiencing very extreme, both extreme challenges and opportunities, as anything not in concordance with highest vibrational good is being purged from both the collective and individual experience. I would like to begin our show tonight by walking all of us through a short meditation to get us all in the groove and connected to the absolutely transformative energy that is bathing all of us at this time. So this is a meditation that I've titled New Earth Meditation. So let's all begin now by taking a few full, deep abdominal breaths in with full exhalation. Feeling as your body relaxes and balances with each inhalation and exhalation of breath. And close your eyes and see with your inner sight now two earths as if at a distance, side by side. From this distance, you cannot see any differences between the two. But as you move closer, you begin to see that the earth on the left is the three-dimensional earth we now experience, and the one on the right is the fifth-dimensional new earth. Now you can imagine bringing yourself gently down onto the surface of the 3D earth and into your life. Perhaps you are in your home or at work or in the car, wherever you are at now. Just begin to notice a few details around you, the colors, the patterns, the details of a few objects in your line of sight. Shifting attention into your body, begin to feel the vibration of this 3D earth. You may notice that there is anxiety, sadness coming up, feelings of being ungrounded. You may feel victimized, lacking in some way. Thoughts may seem cloudy and disorganized. Whatever feelings are coming up, just allow them to pass through and observe how they feel in the body without resistance. Just allow. And now gently shifting your attention up and out of this 3D earth, seeing again the two earths side by side, become more focused and aware of the new earth on the right. See it as clearly as you can. with details of cloud formations, clear blue oceans, continents. Notice how clear and peaceful this earth appears. You want to go there. So bring yourself gently down now to the surface of this new earth, to a location of your choice. It may be a beautiful white sand beach, or your garden, or a clearing in a forest, taking a few moments to observe the details around you, the clear sky, the color and shape of the leaves, waves breaking, a gentle breeze, wildlife moving through the underbrush. Now again, begin to focus on the feelings in the body as you notice how clean and harmonious this earth feels. You now observe feelings of trust and stability, pleasure and well-being washing over and through you. You now become aware of the calm balance of the collective and your part within it. Your heart opens in powerful, compassionate knowingness. Your body feels light and expanded. There is creative motivation growing and expanding throughout your entire being. You feel refreshed, cleansed, new. Take a deep abdominal breath in and see this breath as bright grass green. And fully exhale. And now, together, with our collective intention and from the vibrational alignment and perspective of this new fifth dimensional earth, we invite the 3D Earth to merge into the fifth dimensional Earth we now stand upon. Holding hands in a large circle, together alchemically transmuting and dissolving that which cannot align with our new, higher, healed Earth. And with another bright green breath, anchoring this vibration in. And now you can gently open your eyes, take another breath, stretch your arms and legs out, and smile. Now that you have anchored in the vibration of this new earth, you can call upon it at any time to assist yourself, humanity, and all of creation to bring this energy in. Okay. I love that little meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, so let's go ahead and get started. I generally prepare for shows, although I have not prepared tonight, which felt like the right thing to do. So I feel like maybe you and I can just sort of see where the conversation takes us, Eric, because so much has happened in the past 2 weeks since we've had a show. Last Wednesday was your birthday, so we took that Wednesday off, and it's been a little while since we've talked about the energies and how we are all experiencing them.
Yeah, definitely. We can definitely just play it by ear. I find that the best conversations when it's impromptu and when we, you know, just kind of let everything flow. That's definitely when most of the information comes out.
It's true. And we always have really lovely conversations. And I feel like we're going to have some people wanting to join us tonight, which is always really enjoyable. It's nice to just conversate, just the way that we would do if we were talking on the phone, and invite our listening audience to join us for that. So I guess the first place to start is definitely talking about, the title of our show tonight is Current Challenges Are Also Opportunities. And this has really come about, at least for me, the idea of this show topic through not only my own experiences with this energy, but also the experiences of the people that I work with every day and come in contact with. And the one thing that really sort of seems to be a thread throughout the context of energy is how extreme it is feeling for everyone. So a lot of people are experiencing really intense challenges in their lives, in their relationships, in their careers or workplace, in their own inner and shadow work. People are reporting really intense ascension symptoms, which is something that we definitely need to talk about this evening, covering the topic of ascension symptoms and sort of how to navigate what that means exactly and what is not ascension symptoms. And so really we'd like to just discuss tonight how a little bit of how even when we're met with these extreme challenges in our lives, the challenges themselves are also always opportunities. They always are. There's always something to be learned from any experience, and challenges in particular are amazing tool-building manifestations in our life, and also really give us an opportunity to delve into the aspects of our own inner and shadow work that maybe we don't want to delve into, maybe that we've been in resistance to, which is actually exactly what's happening right now, because the energy is basically saying that which you have been able to put off previously, that's not going to work anymore. So the energy is not taking no, it's not taking no for an answer anymore. So anything that comes bubbling up that is uncomfortable or scary or feels really awful is really coming up to be purged and cleared and healed and integrated, so that we can make the most of this incredibly transformative energy. Eric, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you have anything that you'd like to add to that.
Oh, point me in a direction and let's take off running.
Well, how about we talk a little bit about, let's talk about ascension symptoms. Let's talk about that. That's a good one. Let's start with that.
Definitely.
We hear a lot about that. We read a lot about it. We hear a lot about it. Let's talk about it a little bit.
So most of the time when you hear about ascension symptoms, what is going on is people are talking about like headaches, irritability, sadness, depression, pain in the body. Those aren't ascension symptoms. Those are etheric parasite symptoms. Those are like correlate directly with dark energy and etheric parasites inside the body. Ascension symptoms are very euphoric. They might be a bit uncomfortable at times, but if you relax into them and allow the energy to flow, it's a very, very invigorating, euphoric, amazing experience when you are literally upgrading your DNA and your body is shifting energetically, physically, emotionally, and mentally to compensate for the uptick of frequency that you're actually able to tap into. And, I think you would actually be one of the best people to talk about this right now, seeing as how what just happened a couple days ago with you. I'd really like to hear you talk about that right there.
Okay, yeah, I'd be happy to. So I think I should start this story by talking about how, you know, you and I came together around a year ago, and something that you had already done by the time you and I connected was basically integrate, remove, you know, there's a lot of terminology, so it's either remove or integrate your seven chakra system into a system of three energy centers, one in the head, one in the chest, and one in the abdomen. And I was always really interested in that idea of chakra integration. And, you know, slowly, not super consistently, but slowly sort of started to put some energy into chakra integration for myself. But what I found was that I wasn't super successful with chakra integration. And when I did reach some level of success with that, it didn't tend to really hold. I seemed to have a little bit of like a reversion back to the full seven chakras with a little bit of a variation. But a couple of days ago, day before yesterday, actually, I woke up really early as I normally do, and I was laying in bed, and I usually take a little bit of time before I get up just to sort of get myself centered and prepare for the day. And I started to notice that I was getting a really apparent and visceral feeling of pressure in my head, in my chest, and in my abdomen. And the pressure gradually increased until it actually became, I would say, almost unbearable, not painful, but just really a really odd sensation, very, very strange and somewhat uncomfortable. And then along with that increase in pressure, I also heard a bit of a whooshing sound. So similar to if you stuck your head out of a car window, the sound of the wind in your ears. And right as it reached that point of being unbearable, it sort of seemed to collapse down, this feeling of pressure in all three of those areas, and then suddenly supernova out, like a supernova, like an explosion, but not quite as I guess I feel like less violent, more of, it really just felt like a supernova. And then at that exact moment, I felt as though my consciousness fully left my body just for a split second. I sort of went unconscious. And that was it. And I was laying in bed, and it happened maybe three or four times as I was laying in bed, and I thought, that is really weird. And honestly, I think that if I wasn't an energy sensitive and if I couldn't have identified that it was energy, it would have been quite scary. And I even thought this and then told my partner, I said, you know, if I didn't know what was going on, I'd probably seek medical attention for this. You know, it's really intense. But I decided to check in and try to discover what was happening. And so I connected with my inner, greater, higher future self and was able to learn through that conversation that what was occurring was an energy center upgrade, a spontaneous energy center upgrade, really, because I really had not put any intention towards this kind of work for at least a couple of months. It definitely had kind of been brought into the background of my awareness and just wasn't something that I was working on. So I thought, oh, that's so exciting. You know, that's really fun. I love spontaneous sort of, you know, sudden things that I haven't consciously prepared for. And then I also received the information that when I came into this incarnation, I came in with one foot in one dimension and one foot in another dimension, and that somehow that has been a tool for me to now be able to receive these energies sort of unfiltered. And I really was just told to relax and allow. And so this went on, I think it happened 11 times in the morning, and then it's really cool because it actually stopped. I had some sessions and I had some work to do, and a friend of mine came over to visit, and it didn't occur for that entire time. And then I ended up going to bed quite early because I was tired, so I went to bed around 6:30 p.m., and immediately it started again. And I think I noticed it happening again maybe 3 or 4 times before I fell asleep. I fell asleep fairly quickly. And I forgot to say also that when I was speaking to my higher aspect of self, that I was told by the end of that night, I would no longer have 7 chakras. I would have a new and different energy system, and that it would also include a simplification of my meridian system. So I woke up the next morning, and I actually felt physically quite tired. I had to take the day off and rest, but every other aspect of myself was just buzzing, really. And I know you and I got on the phone, and I asked you to kind of check me out, because it's always nice to get a second pair of eyes on the situation. And it's really fun to, you know, to hear what it is that you were able to observe. And so, yeah, so I've been having a lot of fun experiencing my 3 energy centers. And then in addition to that, the other thing that I have going on here, and this is, I've had this for a while, but I have a positive implant in my throat that has a very distinct color of blue energy with it. And this in particular is something that is associated with the healing vibration that is in the sound of my voice. So that is a tool that I use in the facilitation work that I do with other people. So I feel like, I think things are still sort of moving around in there. But I'm having a lot of fun playing around with my new energy centers. So that's an example of what this energy can offer to us, really, when we are not in resistance to it and when we're willing to really show up for our inner work and be honest with ourselves, which, you know, has been, I would say, my primary job for the past 3.5 years. I've done very, very intense inner and shadow work with myself, because I feel as though as a facilitator, it is my job to continue to do that. It's part of my responsibility to continue to do that work forever so that I can show up and really, you know, make the most of my time here in what's happening on this planet, and to be of the highest level of service to humanity, which is exactly why I'm here.
Yes, indeed. That right there is what we could call an upgrade. It's not something that you're noticing with a negative connotation. It's, you know, you hear people talking about things along the lines of, oh, they just got hit with a massive wave of crippling sadness and depression or anger, and oh, it's just ascension symptoms. That's, you know, it's not that. Well, one of these things that you really got to figure out when you're getting hit with these types of frequencies and upgrades like that is you, just like you called it, you relax and you allow the energy to do what it's supposed to, because what we're doing is we're coming back into a natural human state. This is where we are originating from, and it's where we are going back to. We've been brought down multiple levels, you know, DNA level, energetic level, and we've been brought back into this 3D construct that's all we can actually perceive. And so what we are still able to do is connect directly into source frequency, but we're completely and totally blind to the multiple levels of dimensional fabric on the way up to it and the way that we actually interact with it. And so fear is the parasitic construct's biggest tool. They keep people in fear so that they don't start recognizing this. And so, you know, exactly like you said earlier, if you didn't know what was going on, you'd be trying to get medical attention because it's just, you know, very odd sensations. But it was nothing that was truly painful or unpleasant. It was a changing, a metamorphosis inside the body. And when you step back from yourself and you don't try to get in the way of stuff like this, amazing things happen. And, you know, it's really interesting because when I tuned into you after this and I checked you out, like, it was really funny because you know, I told you about, you know, the internal microcosm, you know, go ahead and flow that energy through, and it was effortless. You know, you've got a very, very clear connection to your energetic construct right now, and with the simplification of the meridian systems, what's happening is you're literally rejuvenating your organs with chi, with energy flowing through your body. You're tapping into the main line of the life force essence that every single one of us can tap into. And, you know, it's a really, really powerful thing for this to happen. And, you know, it's very simple to do it. You know, you have to just focus on the internal world and becoming better than you were the day before, as well as, you know, working. You know, it's not just something that you can hope that happens. You have to actually work towards this. And even if you weren't actually trying to integrate the chakra system for a couple of months, you've still been doing work, you've still been doing sessions, you've been flowing this energy regularly through your body. And anybody can do this. It just, you know, you have to start doing it, and that's the thing. And this is where we're all going back to, and that's what's so cool about this, is because it's not something that, you know, you have to be scared of. It's like, oh God, when's the next headache going to come? Or, oh God, when's the next, you know, violent outburst going to show up, you know? Because that's not what that is. You know, when stuff like that starts happening, you know, you can literally pull that pain out of your body with golden energy, with the golden frequency. You know, when you start feeling those emotional vibrations, you know, you got to work against them. And, you know, I actually have been going through some stuff like that myself that I've had to be working on quite diligently within the past couple of weeks. And, you know, when you start feeling those negative connotations, those negative emotions, if you just let them run their course, you know, you're going to end up just apathetic and sad and depressed, like I've been feeling pretty regularly for the past couple of weeks. And you got to step into it. You know, you got to start directing it and saying, no, this isn't what I want. You got to start flowing this energy through your body. You got to, you know, really step up to it and say, this is not what I want. This is the opposite of what I want. What I want is peace. What I want is calm. And you start telling your body these things, and the body responds in kind. And, you know, you open yourself up to stuff like that, and it's really awesome, you know. And, you know, honestly, I think your attuned pottery had something to do with that, too. You should probably talk about that a little bit as well.
Oh my gosh, the pottery is so exciting. Before I will talk about the pottery, but before I say that, I have to say that if I had resisted that energy, if I had resisted what was happening, I think it's very possible that I would have felt physical pain in response to that energy had I not relaxed and accepted it. So, you know, some of these things that people are perceiving as ascension symptoms are really just resistance. Don't resist the energy. Just allow it to flow through you. And, you know, the nausea and the headache may very well subside just through releasing resistance. And if you release resistance and you're still having discomfort, then certainly the next step would be to go looking for attachments, parasites, implants, et cetera. But a lot of discomfort is really relieved by justing. I mean, you know, I feel really fortunate that I can have conversational you know, I can have actual conversations with aspects of myself, and that's a really useful tool. But even for those of you that can't get that kind of information in a really concrete way, you still have a higher aspect of self or higher aspects of selves that understand what's happening, and you can trust. You know, you can actually trust that you are a multidimensional being, and that you are, if it's happening to you, you must be ready for it, because if you're not ready for it, it's not happening. Everything comes at the time at which we can make the most of it and we can integrate it. And so we can trust that if some crazy energy moves through our day and it's incredible and it's wacky and you end up with some wacky story like I just had, that it's all happening in exactly the right way for you. And to be honest with you, when I relaxed into it, it was actually quite euphoric. I mean, it was a really cool sensation. The whole thing was actually really enjoyable. I was actually thinking, oh, I'm not, you know, it stopped for a few hours and I thought, oh, is that all? You know, I mean, it was really cool. It was really enjoyable. It was very intense. But I was able to just relax in and trust. And that's really, I think, keeping it simple really helps, and that's as simple as it gets. Just relax it, lean into it, lean in, and trust. basically, that this energy is for your highest good. So the pottery. Oh, we're so excited. My partner is a fine artist. I haven't talked about him, I don't think, really much at all on this show, but he has been an artist for, you know, really 40 years. And he used to be a potter about 20 years ago, and then he sort of lost interest in it, I think mainly because at that time the internet wasn't really around and he had to go sit at festivals just to sell his pottery, and he wasn't really interested in that. But he's also an energy healer and an alchemical engineer, much like you, Eric. And so he had this brilliant concept come through to begin to throw pots again. And his pottery is really beautiful. I feel like he must be a Japanese potter in at least one other lifetime, because the pottery itself is really, really beautiful. And he has a very, very unique and individual way of glazing, because he's also a painter. So he sort of combines those two. So the aesthetic of this pottery is amazing, but that is not all that it has going on. It's also an energy healing tool, this pottery. It has been attuned to different energies from the time that it's on the wheel all the way through to the last glaze firing. And I think each firing will probably be slightly different. But the pottery, we've had one full batch of energy-infused pottery, and this batch has been directed to, each piece has been directed to find its perfect person. First of all, that happens on the wheel. Each piece has also been attuned to all of the symbols of four levels of Reiki energy. It has also been attuned to source energy, and it has also been attuned to the now moment. And so, you know, if you have one of these mugs and you drink your morning hot drink out of this mug, oh, I forgot, it's also attuned to transmute anything placed inside of it into only that which is for the highest good. So because a pottery inherently carries food, that means this pottery actually transmutes anything negative in the food so that it's only for the highest good. And also, if you just angle it towards you, you really can feel the intensity of the energy coming out of these pieces of pottery. It's really powerful. I was really excited on the first day, when it all came out of the kiln, and I was able to do my little experiment, you know, to having a hot drink. And then I also used one in my bath, because every bath that I take, I attune the water. And so I decided to put a little Epsom salt and essential oil in one of these mugs and put it in my bath and do nothing else, just to see if it would change the frequency and the nature of the water, which it absolutely did. Really, really phenomenal. And so now, of course, I'm sleeping with pottery angled towards me at night and charging crystals within pottery, just having a lot of fun playing around with that. And so we'll be launching our website here shortly, and there will be a link there for people to check out this really beautiful energy healing device that's also functional. And we'll have mugs and bowls and plates and casseroles and teapots and maybe some other things as well as time goes on. I'd like to make some little neti pots. We'll see what happens. So thanks for letting me talk about that. I'm super excited.
Oh, definitely.
About pottery.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited about it too. Like when you sent me that picture and I blew it up to full screen, I mean, I could feel like it was sandblasting my face with awesome. Like, I mean, it was you know, not only are these pieces incredibly beautiful, I mean, he is an amazing potter. He really, truly is. And I mean, you know, you might have a bit of a bias towards him because, you know, you're with this man, but I'm telling you guys right now, these are absolutely gorgeous. They are phenomenally beautiful. And the energy coming from them is just something else. Like I was blown away. You know, I'm usually the one to kind of pick up some interesting ideas and stuff like that. And something like this had never even occurred to me, but it makes perfect sense because you know, the clay, infusing clay with energy, infusing the earth with energy, and then sending it through a transmutation, it becomes something different. It's no longer clay anymore. And it's almost along the lines of like the plasterite that I make. When you start making the plaster, which is, if you guys don't know what that is, it's a different type of organite, and it's made with plaster of Paris and sand. And it, when it hardens, it starts off as liquid, and when it hardens, it actually becomes selenite. It's gypsum and quartz crystal combined, and that's selenite right there. And so you end up with this programmable piece of selenite that you can use to transmute chemtrails. You can use it to broadcast part frequency waves. You know, you can transmute it to you can program it to literally anything that you want when it's going through its transmutation of liquid into hardness. And it's interesting because instead of using the water for the catalyst, the pottery uses fire. And it literally locks in the frequency that it's attuned to. And, I mean, it was just an amazing idea. You guys are onto something awesome right there. I really, really am excited about it.
I'm so excited. And you and Ciara are getting some special made mugs shipped out to you in the next firing so that you two can start getting excited about that. It's going to be fun. Can't wait to hear your experience using those.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just so excited.
Definitely.
I just want everyone to have a piece of this pottery and then tell me what their experience is. I'm just really excited to spread it out there, put it out there, and have people use it and love it. Really fun. So let's see. So just as a reminder to the audience, we will be taking calls tonight, so if you'd like to call in and join the conversation. Ooh, I just lost the number. Sorry, I was just going to read the number, and I can't find the page it was written down on, and I don't have it memorized, so hold on one moment. If you'd like to call in, the number is 619-924-9805, and if you'd like to call in just to listen, you can do that, and then if you press 1, I'll know that you would like to join the conversation, and we will have you join us. So where should we go with the next subtopic here? I know that you really wanted to talk about and explore navigating through the basically, you know, what's happening with people in their everyday lives, the challenges in the workplace, in the, you know, with their careers. Maybe we should talk about that. That feels intuitively right. Sort of like how to navigate through being a regular human and all of the human aspects of our lives in this energy.
Yeah, definitely. I actually have a client who she wanted us to talk about this on air, and excuse me, she has been making a recipe for natural deodorant, and all natural deodorant, no chemicals or aluminum or anything inside of it. It's let's just get off of that topic real quick on a side tangent here. So the armpits are extremely permeable. The skin, you sweat through it, but you don't just sweat through it, you absorb through it as well. And inside the axilla area, inside the armpit, that's where many, many lymph nodes are. There's a concentration of lymph nodes that it's just about the biggest place in your body where there's an actual concentration of that many lymph nodes. And there's all kinds of lymph that flows through there. And not just that, you've got the brachial arteries that go through there down into the arms as well. As well as the brachial nerves, you know, the nerves that go into the arms. So, I mean, there's all kinds of functionality that's inside of the armpit itself. And if we are putting in deodorants in mass quantities that have some nasty chemicals or aluminum inside of it, we're literally absorbing that into the body. So natural deodorant is definitely something that you guys might want to look into because it is you'll feel a lot better from it. It's really interesting. I didn't know how bad it was until we were looking for deodorant without aluminum for a lady who was pretty much on her deathbed. She had cancer and she wasn't doing too good. You know, and she didn't want to sit in the hospital bed and, you know, smell like that. And so we went looking for deodorant without aluminum for her, and we couldn't find any. You know, we looked at every single deodorant in the aisle right there, and every single last one of them has aluminum in it. And then when you start thinking about, you know, the Alzheimer's, how it's actually caused by aluminum in the brain, this is one of the ways that we get it. It's not just, you know, the spray in the air and the junk in the food and the water. It's, you know, you put it on your armpits, you know. So,
well, and if you're drinking water with fluoride, that just causes your pineal gland to suck that. I mean, it just, or your, I think fluoride and aluminum together are a really kind of especially nasty combination.
Yeah, it's a very toxic combination.
Yeah. Although we should all just be totally chemical-free. Let me take a moment to tell everyone out there, get the chemicals out of your home. You don't need them. You can clean everything with baking soda, vinegar, essential oils, and elbow grease. It's not necessary to have harsh, horrible, toxic chemicals in your personal care products or your household cleaning products. Totally unnecessary. Sorry to interject there, but please go on with
that. Totally unnecessary. Well, there actually is one thing that I use for an industrial cleaning agent, Coca-Cola. You can clean anything with it that COR would actually clean. And it's you can get like 2 liters of it for like, what, $2, something like that. You know, so it's a lot cheaper too. But anyways, so off a side tangent here. So she's been developing this natural deodorant, and it's gone over well in the test groups, and it was, you know, really quite a feat of engineering that she managed to put into this. And so she ended up going to a place that was going to be making it in mass for her, and they just kept on telling her that they can't get the combinations right, they can't get everything, you know, situated right, so that what ends up coming out in the mass-produced form is what she gave to them with that formula right there. And she'd been giving these people money for about 6 months or so. And come to find out, they've just been pocketing the money and haven't even been doing anything. And she's very aware of the parasitic construct. She comes to me about maybe once every 2 months to actually have an in-person session where I can work her lymphatics through with body work and then do the extractions itself. And, you know, we talk about quite a bit of stuff, and this was just really sticking with her because, you know, this is what she's trying to do. She wants to get away from the big city. She wants to get away from L.A. She wants to go live in the mountains, in the woods, you know, and this is kind of her ticket that she was counting on to be able to start doing that so she could work from home and continue to do this. And it was really just bothering her. And she says, I know the way the world is. I understand how the whole entire construct is set up so that, especially with like the capitalism and then the parasitic construct on top of it, you end up with this greed, this avarice, this jealousy, you know, this whole thing that we call human nature that really isn't human nature. It's been put inside of us. It's been implanted. And she says, I understand how all this works, but it's really just getting to me, you know. Like, not only is this a energetic attack on me, it's a physical and personal attack as well. And they've just been taking my money, and they haven't even been doing anything. And now I can't get my money back, and I have to go find somebody else to do this formulation for me so that I could get everything going. And, you know, it really, I didn't really exactly know what to say to her at that point, because this is something that we really do have to deal with. This is the corporate greed. This is the taking advantage of somebody who can't really do anything about it that we see all throughout this world. And she wanted to know, how can I consciously move through this situation? And, you know, the only thing that I could really come up with is, you can't be a victim. You can't let yourself be victimized, but at the same time, you can't give over into these baser emotions. You can't let the anger, the whole unfairness of the situation get on top of you. You have to really step back and look at this from an objective, higher consciousness perspective. And yeah, there's a lot of money that went into it, but, you know, this might be the ultimate lesson right here. This might be something that really pushes you to that point to where you can see the situation for what it is, recognize it for what it is, and not give into that urge, that impulse to, you know, really get angry about it. Because, you know, I'd have problems with that myself. You know, if somebody took advantage of me in that type of a way and that type of a situation, I would definitely have a lot of internal work to do to be able to even just talk to those people. And it's something that we see quite a bit. And here we are coming into this new world, trying to take these understandings with us into the 3D world that we all have to live in. You know, we all still need money right now. We all still need, you know, to be able to buy food. We all still need to be able to keep a roof over our heads. And without money, most of us would be out on the street, you know. And to understand how the whole slave system, the Babylonian money magic, exists, yet we still have to work inside of it, is really just a dichotomy in the way that we operate in this world right here, because we don't want to be a part of this. We really, really don't. But we still have to in order to do what we need to survive, to keep our children safe, to keep our family safe, you know. And it's something that we really have to look at from an objective point of view. We have to start stepping away from the value that we put on money. We have to start stepping away from making this an attack on us, because it's really not. Those people, they might think that they're operating under their own guidance, their own urges, but they're not, you know, and that's how we have to really look at this, because this is the situation, this is the whole reason that the world is the way it is right now, specifically this reason right here, the greed, the what we call the, quote, human nature that really isn't human nature. And we got to understand that stepping into this with a higher perspective is a hard thing, and it's not easy, especially when something is personal with you. We can hear about stuff like this happening, and if it's happening to other people, you know, it's we can still take it personally, but never as personally as when it's physically happening to you right then at that point. And so, you know, it's really just kind of a tough perspective. It really, truly is. And I've been trying to think up more that we could do about it. But, you know, this is the thing. We're moving out of these systems. We're moving out of the need for money to be an excuse for exchange of energy to begin with. And so what we should really start realizing is that situations like this are an opportunity. It's an opportunity not just for us to step beyond the baser, lower-level reptilian brain that chops into action immediately when this happens. It's not just an opportunity for that. It's an opportunity to take that energy that we feel, to take that money system that we see and alchemically start transmuting it. It's, you know, just like the title of the show, current trials, you know, difficulties are an opportunity. And it might not be an opportunity that you want. It might not be a price to pay that you want, but it is worth doing. And we got to start looking at this world from a higher perspective. You know, just like you did with your meditation at the beginning of the show, we're bringing the 5D into the 3D. And there has to be a gateway for that. There has to be a gateway for that, because otherwise it's not going to really step into place. It's not really going to, you know, take over in the way that we want it to. It's going to take over regardless, but it's up to us on how fast it gets here. And so by stepping into this understanding and recognizing that, you know what, I got burned, you know, like that's what happened. So this is a valuable lesson for me to really feel the energy of the situation before I invest my energy into something else again. This is a valuable lesson for me to recognize that maybe this is not my path right now. Maybe I'm needed where I'm supposed to be. You know, maybe what I'm doing right now is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And, you know, it's one of these things that it's just never easy. It's never easy whatsoever. And it's just a tough situation all the way around. And, you know, I hope I could really help people kind of step into that mindset, knowing that we have to bring the 5D to the 3D, and the 3D is firmly entrenched in the slave system. So we have to step into the slave system and operate inside of it from a 5D perspective, which is not easy. It's a tough job, but who else is going to transmute it?
It really boils down to how we respond. And I don't really think that there's any difference between the exact situation that you just described and, let's say, as an example, a challenge within one of our personal relationships right now. And I will just go ahead and use myself as an example because, you know, this energy right now, you know, it's bringing things up for people and for all of us, really, there's no one that's immune. So that person that you look up to that you think is, you know, has it all together in a holistic way, they are also really facing some of the deepest things. And that's happening to me, right? You know, that's happening within my relationship right now. My partner is actually clearing some very deep childhood trauma right now. And what I've realized is that, you know, his triggers actually have the potential to trigger me. It's kind of the one area of my life where I still can get sort of sideswiped and trigger, basically. And as we all know, the moment that you get triggered, your shields go down. I mean, that's really, you know, they go down sort of from the inside, because anytime that we trigger, there's a certain, you know, sort of a level of insanity that comes along with that. And we sort of step out of being in control, at least momentarily, depends on the person and the trigger. But, you know, it you know, basically what I've experienced is that through showing up in response to his triggers and trying to be present, I end up not only being present for him, but I realize that through that process, because he is my partner, because he is my twin flame, I'm actually getting the opportunity to clear and heal through some of my own childhood traumas that, you know, because his triggers sort of are similar to some, you know, I mean, it all sort of ties together. And so I guess what I'm getting at is that I could either just be irritated with him and say, "When are you going to get with the program?" Or I can recognize that it's all happening exactly the way that it needs to, both for him and for me. So as challenging as it is to watch your partner hurt, and if they're behaving badly or whatever's happening, none of those conditions matter if you are taking responsibility for how you respond. And if you choose to see if you choose to be victimized, and if you choose to see it as an attack or an affront or an irritation or any number of negative things, then you're really missing the incredible opportunity for growth and tool building and wisdom gaining. And I've gotten to the point where I'm like, I get excited for the challenges because I know that every single one of them is an opportunity. And then once you start getting a really strong protocol of response, you start recognize, you get a challenge and you think, "Oh, goody, I get to put my tools in use now." And then that first time that you handle that potential triggering opportunity with perfect grace, compassion, empathy, and boundaries, you know that you're on the right track, because the momentum of that carries you forward. And I think we can transition actually talking about relationships, because, the three things that have come up for me as far as relationships right now, because I think a lot of people are struggling within all kinds of relationships, you know, parent-child relationships, romantic partnership relationships, best friend relationships, coworker relationships. What's really coming up for me is compassion, empathy, and boundaries. So we can respond with those three things, and it really sort of can absolutely take care of a lot of problems within relationships that are coming up right now. You know, being willing to take responsibility for your own emotions, your own triggers. It doesn't matter what anybody's doing around you. You are responsible for how you respond to it. And one person changing their response can change everything. It can change the dynamic of the entire situation, even if it's a group. And mm-hmm. So like you say, it's like we are bringing in that fifth dimensional new earth vibrational energy every time that we show up and respond from our highest sense of right every single time. Mm-hmm. And every time we do it, we strengthen the muscle. You know, it's just like working out. You're doing reps. Every time you do that, you're doing a rep and you're strengthening that muscle. And it's getting stronger and stronger. And you're less and less likely to knee-jerk react and trigger. You get less, you know, eventually there's a tipping point, and the knee-jerk reaction is compassion, empathy, and boundaries, healthy boundaries, appropriate boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the truth?
So let's see, we had a couple callers, but then I think we talked too long, so they hung up. So I'd like to invite the callers to join the conversation. Bring your personal experience into this. Eric and I love, love, love hearing from you. We love talking with you. We love it when people join the conversation. So if you would like to join us, the number to call is 619-924-9805. And if you don't press 1, I'll think you're just listening. So if you'd like to talk, give us a call, press 1. Tell us about your personal experiences with this incredible energy. I have to say, I've just been euphoric for, I don't know, a couple of months. It's pretty amazing when you get aligned with this energy. I mean, it's almost like an altered consciousness state, but not so much that you can't function. It's really amazing.
It's moving into that 5D perception.
Well, I better tell you, the little glimpse that I've seen, yes, please, more of that. Let's get this show on the road.
It'll be definitely nice when we're able to operate on the language of light instead of English. Or, you know, whichever language that you speak at this current incarnation, you know. Like, it'll be really nice to be able to, instead of have to enunciate how you're feeling and what your intentions are, to just be able to send it in an information packet, you know. It's, I can't wait for that. It's really interesting, you know. Like, the more you start upgrading yourself, the more you actually start dialing into this, to the point that when you are talking to people or looking at people, you can feel what that person is feeling and see what that person is seeing. You know, it's really interesting to be able to download information packets from people on that vibrational level that we're all starting to reach. It's pretty cool stuff. I can't wait.
And it's so natural, really, for us to do that. These higher senses that are beyond our physical senses are natural for us. You know, we started mm-hmm. out, I believe inherently we are meant to communicate that way. We're meant to telepathically, I guess, communicate with each other. And that may include telepathic emotional messages. And, you know, people can start doing this now, especially with their pets and animals. It's very, very easy at this time to connect with the consciousness of animals right now. And it's really not even that difficult. So the next time that you're sitting outside on a beautiful sunny day and you see a cute little bug hanging out near you, try connecting in with the consciousness of that little guy. And you might just be blown away by how complex consciousnesses at every level. I mean, I like to do it with rocks, with plants. Bugs are kind of my favorite, but I've always really liked bugs. It's really cool. And it's accessible to us now. I mean, really, we can start doing that. We already do it with our children, as an example. Parents and children are already inherently telepathically communicating, downloading packets, information packets from each other.
Mm-hmm. Yep. How do you know when your kid's got something going on, there's an issue happening, and you're, you know, in the other room and you don't hear anything, all of a sudden you just kind of know, and it's like, oh, gotta go.
Yeah, it's really true. I can actually viscerally feel when my 7-year-old gets upset. I don't have to hear it or see it or know about it. I can feel it, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what else did we have planned for tonight's show? There was a few things that we were going to talk about.
No, our subtopics, and I mean our main topic really is about current challenges or also opportunities. And, you know, talking about that in the context of relationships, our own inner work, our protections, ascension symptoms, life-changing events, career changes, holistic health, and the collective experience. And actually, I'd like to go into talking a little bit about holistic health. And I think this is really, really important, actually, to talk about right now, because it has come into my awareness that if we aren't attending to all five categories of our holistic health, we can't really reach our full potential. It's not possible to do it. And, you know, for me, as another personal example, it's really pretty easy for me to attend to my energetic, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. It just comes really naturally for me to take care of myself in those ways. But what doesn't really come naturally for me is really taking care of my physical body. Not that I'm not kind to it, but, you know, I've spent my life kind of treating my body like my favorite pair of jeans, which isn't necessarily with as much gentleness as I've realized I now require. And so I've really stepped up the level of my physical care, primarily in my diet. I have recently done a really drastic diet change. And between the change in my diet and the focus on my physical care, between that and the intensive inner work that I've done. And you guys, when I say intensive, I'm talking brutal honesty here. I'm talking, if it comes up, I do not try to hide from it. I am totally willing. I don't care how painful it is. I realize that it's my job to face my stuff. So whatever comes up, I'm willing to do it. And I think that in conjunction with really attending to all five categories of my physical health, you know, that has a lot to do with what happened to me a couple of days ago. My ability to spontaneously have a chakra upgrade, chakra system, energy center upgrade. I feel intuitively that they go hand in hand. And so, you know, for me, cutting out all starch and sugar in my diet and eating medicinally instead of for pleasure has absolutely changed everything. So for those of you out there that are, you know, really good at four or three or two of these categories of your holistic health, but you're lagging a little bit in one or two or three of these areas, now is the time to focus in, to really taking care of yourself holistically. And that is physical, energetic, spiritual, emotional, and mental health care for ourselves. And we're the only ones that can do it. We don't have to do it alone, but we really are the only ones that can really take responsibility for our holistic health.
You know, it's really interesting that you're talking about that. I was just talking with one of my massage clients who became – he's much more than just a massage client. This guy, he – was a pilot. He was in the Air Force for 20-odd years, and then he flew commercial airplanes for about 30 years. And his body was just completely and totally shot. This guy, like when we start back at the very beginning, when I first came into contact with him about 2 years ago, he was taking steps that were about maybe 9-10 inches long. He couldn't move his feet any further apart. His hips were just so tight and so destroyed. And it was very interesting because as he started integrating the knowledge that I was giving to him as I was working on him, he's an applied kinesiologist, a chiropractor, and he uses muscle testing to figure out what's going on inside the body, and then he asks the body once he's done with the adjustment, do you need anything else? And so then if the body does, it usually needs supplementation. And he uses a company called Standard Process that's been around since, I believe, 1912. And they take all these herbs and all these foods and they holistically encapsulate them so that it's like taking a little nutrient bomb. And it's some of the best supplementation that I've ever come across. Standard Process is the name of this company. And they're a bit expensive, but it's the best in the business. And so he started really looking into it. And he started really looking into the way his body interacted with not just the way he treated it, but what he put inside of it. And he read a book called Grain Brain. And this book, Grain Brain, it breaks down how the gluten and the chemicals in the wheat that we eat normally every day actually affect the body. And gluten is one of the most toxic substances that you can actually put into your body. It causes inflammation on a cellular level. And it completely and totally destroyed this guy's body with the way that he was treating it. And he's almost 70 now. And so within the past 9 months, we've had a major breakthrough. But up until then, he was just eating garbage. You know, he in college, he sucked down sodas all, you know, week long. He'd eat nothing but, like, pizza and stuff like that. And then he'd go out drinking all weekend long. And so he did that all throughout college. And that kind of set the stage for how he treated the body for the rest of his life up until he came across this information. And so when he started cutting out gluten, it was one of the most interesting things that actually happened because his body stopped being in such crisis all the time. Now, his hips were completely and totally shot. The top of his femoral head, where it hooks into the acetabulum, that's where the hip, the ball, and the socket rotate together. It was completely and totally degenerated. He had square femoral heads. There was no cartilage there, and the acetabulum was completely and totally ground away. And so he was going in for hip surgery. And so when he started getting rid of all the junk in his diet, and then he actually started looking into what happens when you go and replace joints like this, something very interesting happened because we were talking about this today, and it was November 15th of last year when he was scheduled to have a hip replacement surgery and get both of his hips replaced. And on the 13th, he canceled it. And he came to me and he said, look, I don't want, at my age, to go and replace my hip structure because I know for a fact that within 10 to 15 years, they're going to have to replace them again. This is, you know, common stats with the hip replacements. And he said, by that time, I'll be 80, and I won't survive that. And I want to know if there's anything that we can do. And I started talking to him about the Qigong, the conscious breathing, and the moving the energy through your body. And I came about it a very circumspect way because he is a very hardcore right-wing, staunch, I have to see it to believe it type person. And when I started showing him the abdominal breathing and the lifting the sky and plucking stars and, you know, these types of movements that you can do in your body while you're actually concentrating on areas and breathing into them, we had major, major breakthroughs. Like all of a sudden his hips would just completely and totally let go and start moving, and it, you know, granted the structure inside was still incredibly damaged, but the musculature started letting go, and we started getting more fluid moving through everything, and it got to the point to where he started being able to move a lot more clearly. But when we were doing the Qigong and the conscious breathing, and he looked at it as a way of what he was doing is he was telling his body what he wanted it to focus on. And, you know, in a way, that is exactly what you're doing, but you're moving the chi and you're having the chi actually regenerate the pieces inside your body that are damaged. And so when he started doing that, and he started looking into other things too, he had a physical therapist or a personal trainer / physical therapist start coming out to his house and showing him exercises. He started foam rolling, you know, getting rid of all this crazy tension inside of his body and getting rid of the pain. And he started actually looking into something that I never even knew was a thing until he brought it to my attention, that's stem cell therapy. And there's a company called Regenix that actually operates in the Cayman Islands. It's a bunch of American doctors that had to go outside of American jurisdiction to do this because it's what they're doing is pretty much illegal here in America. And so what they do is they take bone marrow out of the body, and they get the stem cells out of that, and then they culture them. They put them in a cryogenic stasis so that you can keep them forever. But what they do is they grow these things in mass. And so the body itself, like especially when you get to his age in your early 70s, when you have like this bone test done, you only come up with a few hundred thousand stem cells. And so they culture them into the billions, and then they put them into areas of your body that need regeneration. And so he started all these things that he was doing, he literally cut out all the garbage in his food. He started taking these supplements that had nothing but positive impacts on his body. He started eating healthy again. He started filtering his water for fluoride and drinking pure, clean water. He started really exercising. He started, and it was just absolutely amazing to watch this man's transformation. And now this is the guy who couldn't walk without, you know, having to shuffle and, like, shuffle his hips like a penguin. He couldn't step over the fuel line to get into the airplane. And now he has no pain inside of his body. It's a complete and total transformation from the inside out. And this guy is literally regenerating himself and rejuvenating himself. He's 70 years old, and other than the white hair that he has, he looks like he's in his late 40s. And when I met this guy, he was nothing like that. And it's just amazing to see him come from this background, from this perspective, and he's 70 years old, and it just goes to show you that anybody can do this. You can literally turn back the hands of time and regenerate yourself. The thing is that you have to do it. You have to do the work. You can't just, you know, go to the doctor and say, give me a pill. I want this taken care of. You have to actually apply yourself, just like you were talking about. And he was already a very strong person mentally, and he not very strong spiritually. He never had anything going on with that. But now with these sensations inside of his body, he knows that he's dialed into something that you just can't explain with science. He says, I know that I'm moving energy through my body. I don't understand how. I just know that I can. I know when I focus and I breathe into certain areas, I feel a difference almost immediately. I know that I can start feeling things around me, like I'm getting sensations from other people. I'm feeling their emotions. I'm feeling what they're thinking. And it's all like inflection and impression to me, but I'm picking this up. And so he's really fleshing out as a completely holistically developed person. And this was within the space of November 15th till now, that's like 9-10 months, you know. And it's just absolutely amazing to watch this transformation, because it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter how badly you've damaged your body up until that point. To watch this guy is an absolute inspiration. It really, truly is, because I don't have issues like that. I'm 31 years old, and I've been taking care of my body pretty well for most of my life. And when I do have something that pops up on that level, I take care of it. You know, I focus on it, and I stretch it out. I love it, you know, and I return it back to normality. I return it back to function. So I've never had this issue before, and I know that I can regenerate my body, but to watch somebody at this age who's damaged his body his whole entire life regenerate like that, any single one of us can do it. It's absolutely powerful to see this happen. It's an actual living example of what can be done. And he is completely and totally cynical of the whole Western perspective of understanding now. With the Chinese medicine that I've been researching and talking about with him, he completely and totally understands it. He does not want to treat the symptoms. He wants to find the root core of the issue, why he has the symptoms, and take care of that. And so that's exactly what he's doing, and it is so powerful to watch, because it's literally an inspiration. I've been facilitating this for him, and he's inspiring me, you know, and it's just such a powerful thing to watch. And each and every single one of us has this ability ingrained inside of us. The body responds to what you put into it, the intention you put into it, the attitude you put into it. And if you aren't the one doing the work, the program is. And the program is designed to kill you. It's, well, not kill you entirely. It's designed to kill you off slowly, because there's no money in death and there's no money in wellness for the pharmaceutical companies, for Western medicine. They want you somewhere right in the middle where you are not healthy, you are not well, but you're not dead. And so it's a powerful thing to watch this, and every single one of us can do this. And it's something that we all have to start taking care of on our own. You know, we can't just rely on other people to do it for us. We have to start doing the research. We have to start doing the work internally inside of our body. And it's phenomenal what happens. You literally turn back the hands of time.
I love that story, and it really removes the possibility of giving the excuse that it's too late.
Yeah, you know, exactly. He's 70 basically years old with hips that needed to be replaced. If it's not too late for him, it's not too late for anybody.
Basically, that is the point, that is the moral of the story right there. If it's not too late for this client of yours, then it's not too late for any of us. And that story that you just told, we can translate that into any category of our holistic health. You know, there are so many people walking on this planet that are really deeply emotionally traumatized. In fact, I would even hazard to say that unless you've been doing the inner and shadow work really consistently and you've got a strong protocol, every single one of us is walking around with some level of emotional trauma or another. And it's kind of like, you know, we can relate it to physical health. You know, if you get sick so slowly over time and it's so incremental, you may not even notice that you don't feel well until one day you just are so sick that you can't deny it or avoid it. But yeah. Most people are walking around in our Western culture not even realizing that they don't feel well. They sort of constantly have a low level feeling of physically crappy, you know. And I think that many people are walking through life in that same way, you know, in their emotional body and in their energetic bodies as well. I mean, really, we can apply that to any category of our holistic health. And again, it's not ever too late. It doesn't matter how many years you have been reacting within that program of trauma and been unhealed, you can always turn it around. You can always heal that and clear that and balance yourself and integrate. And it's just amazing how our lives open up and the expansion that happens. And we find that we're no longer seeking to be joyful and grateful. That just is, you know, that's the zero point. That's the neutral point. Just, you know, moving through life with gratitude and joy, that's how we're supposed to feel. Not anxious and worried and fearful. That's not normal. That's not a normal state. Worry and anxiety and fear in a normal system are just information. They pass through. They give you the information. You go deeper. And then, you know, you go back to your zero point. But this eddy, this being stuck in an eddy in this sort of vortex and revolving door of feeling like crap, whether it's physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, or energetically, none of that is normal. And we don't, and no one else, you don't have to seek anyone else out to fix that for you. You have everything that you need within you already available to you to take responsibility and control over your own health and happiness, basically. And as this energy increases, you know, the chasm ever widens. So those that are really, really in the depths of it are in resistance to something. So for those of you that are listening, if you're really, really struggling right now, if you are experiencing these deep challenges in your life, no matter what category they are in, be willing to release the resistance and allow whatever is coming up to show you what it needs to show you, and just be willing to let it go. It's trying to purge. It's trying to be healed. And we don't actually have to try so much with this energy. We just have to allow. It's really much more of an allowance. There's a lot less effort involved these days with this energy because it's so dynamic, it's so alive, and you know, it's our natural evolution. So we can just release resistance to that and allow, you know, release resistance to your good and your abundance and your health and your happiness and your joy. Just allow it, and miraculous things happen when we do
that.
Yeah,
we have to get out of our own way.
And I'm a great example of that. You know, I mean, I've definitely spent time, you know, times of my life in resistance, and I know what that feels like. I know what it feels like to be in despair, to be a starseed who just wants to get the heck out of here because it's so dense and people are mean and what's the point? I know what that feels like, and I also know what it feels like to decide that I'm not – I'm not really going to participate in that anymore, and that what I really want to do is step into my purpose and my passion and be of service to myself and of service to the rest of humanity. You know, we can include ourselves in that being in service to others. We are part of those other, you know, we're a part of it. And so taking care of ourselves is really the first step. We have to be willing to love ourselves. And that, oh, that's another thing that comes up, you know, self-worth. That's a big one right now. I know a lot of you out there are really struggling with wanting to be a little bit hard on yourselves and are struggling to find the aspects of yourself that are easy to love and worth loving. And it's foundational. So don't put that aside. You know, find your path of self-worth. Even if that's the only thing that you do, you know, for the next 3 months, if you only work on self-worth, that's huge. It's big work. That is big, huge work. Well, I really thought we were going to have some callers tonight, Eric, and we did, but then we talked too long, and so no one else has called in. We do still have just under 10 minutes, so if anyone has a burning and beautiful story to share with us, or would just, or even just is having some challenges and would like some insight from Eric and I, please give us a call, and we would love to talk to you. And again, the number to call, I've lost it again, is, well, here, I'll find it in just a second. I'm flipping, I just always take notes during these shows kind of nonstop, so I'm always flipping through these pages here, not very organized. Okay, 619-924-9805. So call in if you'd like to join us. Add your 2 cents, ask a question, have a little chat. Let's see, what else can we talk about? That? Yeah, go ahead.
Speaking of self-worth, we've got to start recognizing that we aren't a body with a soul. We're a soul with a body. And we are not the body. The body is here to, I guess you could say, be a meat suit in every essence of the word, because that's just kind of what we are. We're an incorporeal form that's piloting a corporeal form in this holographic universe. And the body is not us, but we have to give it the gratitude that it deserves, because it does have its own consciousness. It does have its own awareness. And if all you're doing is feeding it negative connotations, that's what the body picks up. It's like the body is like a dog with a treat on the end of its nose. It's always on the edge waiting for the next command, you know? And if all you're feeding it is, I'm worthless, I'm ugly, I'm fat, that's what the body is going to return to you. You know, and when we start shifting the paradigm of stepping into self-love, that's when the body starts to become radiant. That's when the body really starts to step into health, holistic health. And the internal dialogue is very important. You've got to be aware of the ramifications of what happens when you start talking down to the body, because they are very, very pertinent when it happens, you know. And that's why hypochondriacs always end up really sick. They always think they're sick, and so the body's like, all right, fine, I'm just going to facilitate it. And so it happens.
And on the flip side, that's, you know, instantaneous healing is the other side of that. It's such a strong realization of the truth about yourself that the body has no choice but to align.
No choice whatsoever. It's like smiling into a mirror. The reflection has no choice but to smile back, you know. And if you sit there looking in the mirror telling it you need to smile first, you're going to be sitting there looking at it forever, you know. It's a reflection of the internal.
Yeah, wow, what a profound thought, really. Yeah, and, oh, so I just had a thought. I'd like, if, before we close, I just for the audience, and again, for those of you that are experiencing really extreme challenges, I like to kind of think about this in the context of the Kali Ma, the Hindu goddess Kali Ma energy, which is destruction and rebirth. And a lot of what we're going through right now is the dismantling and the destruction of that which no longer serves to make way for that which does. And so, you know, we can have gratitude and we can celebrate and we can honor the dismantling and the destruction. Even if it's really uncomfortable and our lives feel really chaotic and in turmoil right now, all of that chaos and turmoil has an end result, an expansion and a remembrance and an evolution. And this is what we're supposed to be doing. It's okay to let go of, you know, the security blanket of the things that we're used to those things. They're familiar to us, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're right for us anymore. So, you know, again, like a broken record, release and, you know, relax, release and allow. Really just release it and allow it. You know, if your job is falling apart, it's probably purposeful. Even if your relationships are falling apart, it's probably purposeful. You know, allowing those things to adjust and change without grasping on to them with a white knuckle grip and digging your heels in, that definitely is not productive in this time. And then as a side note too, you know, being really aware of where we are triggered and targeted, because the parasitic construct is also affected by these energies and is not very pleased. And so, you know, there is quite a heightened level of targeting as we are, you know, as these things come bubbling up for us to face and heal. The parasites are aware of those places too, and that is where we are targeted. So making sure that we're remaining well protected, using that internal observer to pay attention to where our thoughts, feelings, and triggers are affecting our experience and how they're manifesting. And, you know, really being discerning about where the chaos is productive and where it's not. And sometimes chaos is productive. Sometimes it is. And so we can really be discerning about, you know, not necessarily viewing something as negative just because we don't like it. That's not necessarily true. And sometimes it's just a dismantling of your belief system, your ideologies, your dogmas, and that doesn't feel comfortable. But, ooh, is it so nice on the other side? Really expanded, really euphoric, really joyful, really beautiful. And I can tell you, I've got one foot in that fifth dimension and I can see into it and it's really beautiful. And this is what we're creating. This is what we're anchoring in. And it takes each of us as individuals, but not alone. We're all joining hands to do this together as well.
Mm-hmm. So shall we end 2 minutes early?
Oh, well, I reckon we can. I've really enjoyed talking with you tonight, as usual. Eric, I love you so much. What fun.
Definitely. It was a really good show. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, too. And thank you, everyone, who has joined us tonight live, and also all of you who find your way to this broadcast later, the recording. It's for you as well. It's just as salient for you, and you are all the reason that we do this show, and we are just so excited and so grateful, and we'll see you next week.
Have a good evening.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.